Hello, and welcome to another LinuxQuestions.org podcast. It's been a while since the last podcast, but I'm finally feeling a bit better, and we should be on track to return to our normal schedule now. I do apologize for the delay. As you probably know, LQ had a booth in the .org pavilion at the recent Linux World Expo. I'm happy to report that the expo was a huge success for us. More people than ever had heard of us, and it was once again great to be able to meet some of the LQ members. We had a record mod turnout, which made it even better. You can check out the link on my blog to see a couple of the pictures that I took. A couple other highlights included finally meeting Doc from Linux Journal, who, if you've been to any of the Linux conferences, you know is a pretty hard guy to track down. And I also got to meet Taryn from Linux Gazette, which is sponsored by Linux Journal. And he was nice enough to do a write-up on LQ after the expo was over. And you can check out linuxgazette.com for that story. After a lot of back-and-forth emails, I was finally also able to meet Tom Adelstein and Sam Heiser, which was great. Another highlight of the expo was the .org Google party. It's good to be able to relax and chat with some of the .org exhibitors, which is something you are not at all able to do really during the show. I sat across from Chris DeBona at the Google party and got to chat with him a little bit about LQ's current search slowness, and hopefully a couple of the tips that came from that will impact and improve the LQ search in the near future. Google did give away first a couple of gag prizes, of which three of the mods won, and then some other cool stuff, a laptop bag and a Google blanket and lava lamp, although none of the LQ mods or myself won any of the real prizes. Still a great time, and I do want to thank Google for putting that on for us. On Friday, I then attended FUDCon, which was the Fedora conference. First, I'd like to thank Sam Ackman from Penguin Computing for treating me, a couple of the LQ mods, and Jack from the Fedora project to sushi for lunch. And stay tuned for some other news involving Penguin Computing and LQ, which should be coming soon. The conference itself was very informative. A couple of great talks were put on by various Red Hat and Fedora project members, and ESR also ended up being a good guest speaker. The first time I was actually able to hear Eric give a talk, so that was good. And all in all, it was a great time, and I wish the Fedora project the best of luck moving forward. On to LQ news. The HCL was recently updated, so let us know if you notice any problems. If you haven't already entered all of your hardware into the HCL, please do so. The HCL now has over 2,400 entries and is truly starting to become a useful resource. If you haven't checked out the Scale 3 audio clips that Harold has given us yet, you really should. The clips are outstanding and include Brian from Wikipedia, LinuxAstronomy.org, FlightGear, and more. All of those audio clips are available on the LQ Radio site. Finally, remember that clicking on the zero reply link and answering a thread that has no replies is a great way to help your fellow LQ members. We have had a nice push on this now, and have gotten some great results in just a couple of days. There's still a long way to go, though, so if you have a chance, I challenge you to find a couple unanswered threads and see if you can answer them. Thanks. Now we'll move on to some general Linux news. Alan Cox gave a few comments about Linus in a talk at Fosdem. For some reason, Slashdot and some of the other Linux news sites seem to be insinuating that there's some kind of feud between the two. If you actually read the article, you'll see that's not true. While Alan and Linus do have very different styles, they always have. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's probably a good thing. I guess it's better news if there's some kind of drama involved, though. And also, kind of a side note on this story. The original article that I read was on the ZDNet site, and the entire site appears to be unreadable in both Mozilla and Firefox. So if anyone from ZDNet's listening, you really should correct that. For a site that requires and depends on eyeballs, you know, as a business model, blindly turning away 1 in 10 viewers seems like an odd thing to do. On to the next story. Mark Lugovsky, who I'm sorry, I probably just butchered your name, a 16-year Microsoft veteran and a chief engineer there, recently left Microsoft to work at Google. He's made an interesting post to his blog that includes the following quote. I would argue that Microsoft used to know how to ship software, but the world has changed. The post is a really good read from someone that has a ton of experience both in the software industry and at, you know, specifically at Microsoft, and you can find the link to that on my blog. The final news story for the day, SCO has announced that due to certain accounting errors, the company's financial statements for the quarters ending January 31st, 2004, April 30th, 2004, and July 31st, 2004 should no longer be relied upon and need to be restated. Trading of the SCO X stock has been halted. Shanklin had the following quotes available. For the first, second, and third quarters of the company's fiscal 2004, SCO issued stock as part of its compensation plans without complying with the registration requirements of federal and applicable state security laws. The company will reclassify that stock as temporary equity instead of permanent equity and may offer to reverse those share grants. The amounts reclassified are $272,000, $231,000, and $557,000 for the first, second, and third quarters, respectively. There could be a financial effect from the situation if SCO has to offer to buy back the stock issued to employees through a purchase plan, and the market price of the stock is lower than the stock price when it was issued, spokesman Blake Stoll said. Last quote, the second problem concerning incorrect classification of dividends related to the company's repurchase of preferred shares relating to a $50 million investment in the company. The company is reclassifying $879,000 from the first quarter and $1,619,000 from the second quarter as current liabilities instead of equity. They also had a third problem, which was a $233,000 in stock-based compensation, which was recorded incorrectly in the second quarter, but actually accrued in the first. But at this point, that one would appear to be the least of their problems. So it looks like SCO is in a world of trouble, and I can't say that I feel too badly for them. That's all I have for now, but thanks for listening.